Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans, and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Today, I want to talk to you about an experience that I've just had, and it was really great, but I'm going to outline for you the ways that I think we could make it better. And it's got me thinking about what are we doing in our businesses where we think that in our life, perhaps that we think that we're providing these wow experiences, but we haven't taken a step back to say, well, maybe we should have a closer look at this. Maybe we should get some more feedback from our clients or from others to just check in with, well, are we missing opportunities here? So obviously what I'm talking about here is, obviously there's a business aspect to this, but there's also that wow experience that we're looking to provide others. And I think all of us in life are looking to do that in some way. It just comes down to the context in which we're going to do it. If you want to provide a wow experience to your children, a wow experience to your partner, a wow experience to your friends, a wow experience to your parents, a wow experience to your clients, a wow experience to your staff members, a wow experience for you. Like, what could be different? So this is in the context of the friends experience. Now, I don't know if this is a global thing, and it travels around the world, but it's a really cool model. So essentially, I'm talking about the Friends TV sitcom. So obviously, the show doesn't run anymore. Well, apart from on repeat, but you know, it stopped. So what they created here in Melbourne was about 5 of the sets from Friends, recreated them exactly per the detail on the show. And you can go along and you can immerse yourself in there. So you can take photos, or they'll have somebody taking photos of you in certain scenes. So you walk in and you sit on the couch in front of the fountain, you know, the opening scene from Friends, and they'll take a photo of you. And then they just use your phone, they take multiple photos. So it's really, really quite cool. And there's that kind of experience throughout. They've got some of the costumes, they've got some of the scripts. You know, so you kind of, if you're a Friends fan, then it's fantastic. Now, I'm not a huge Friends fan, but I thought this is such a unique experience. I took a few clients along because I wanted to provide a wow experience for them, and I took my daughter and her boyfriend as well. So conceptually, great. And then I thought about it as a business model and thought, well, do you know what? I think it's been on here for about 3 months or so, and it actually finishes today. So we went the second last day. And I only stumbled across it by mistake. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. It's different. And then I thought, do you know what? You could use that same model for any of these shows. So think about, say, Seinfeld. Like, there's a couple of classic scenes. You've got Jerry's apartment. You've got Monk's cafe. You've got a few other different scenes, or maybe it's out of the favourite episodes where they've recreated some of those scenes, the hallways, the intercom, you know, all that kind of stuff. Some really cool cool things. Or think about The Big Bang Theory or other sitcoms. There's some really good opportunity there. Now I'm going to talk about the things that I think were maybe a bit of an unwow, or where they could have made it even better. So firstly, as soon as you walk from the street into the area where you're going into the Friends experience, you're greeted by somebody and they say, okay, just go down to the line here. They scan your tickets and everything. And then they say, okay, just stand along beside this wall here. And so the wall says Friends. It's made out of like tiles or something. And I say, just wait here. And then you kind of shuffled in lots of 12. And then you go from the hallway into another space and you're just standing there waiting. There's like, they've got a screen, which not everybody can see, but like a TV that's playing episodes of Friends. And no one's saying anything to you. So you don't really know what you're doing. You're just waiting. And then you move from there into another room. And so it's about a dozen people at a time. And so you're standing in there, the lady doesn't have a microphone or anything, you can't really hear her, and you can tell that she's delivered this thing countless number of times over the past maybe 11 or 12 weeks, right? She's lacking passion, lacking excitement, and you can't really hear what she's saying, and she's not giving instructions. So up to this point, you're like, are we allowed to take the photos? Is there someone then taking photos and then selling them to us, et cetera, et cetera? And so then we go through, so I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on. So then you go through other next doors. It's all cut and blocked off in sections, kind of like IKEA, I suppose. So you go through and then you queue up and then say, okay, then you can see the opening scene, the couch, the fountain, etc. And you go over in your groups and then the person will take your phone and take a photo. So that was, I don't know, I'm thinking, all right, there could have been some more excitement. When you go in, it could have been made more friends friendly or something like that. It's like, okay, well, we kind of don't know exactly what it is that we can do right now. They could have just said that, you know, look, you're about to go into this experience. It's amazing. You know, I hope you're all excited. You know, if we got energy in the room, yeah, somebody that's really going to pump you up. This is what you're allowed to do. Somebody will take the photos for you. Just hand them your phone so you know exactly what it is that's going on. And then there was no explanation of, well, how long can you stay there before you need to move, etc. So it was really a little bit confusing. And you had to kind of work it out yourself. So then we go from there. And then from that first scene, you go into then a section where it's got each of the actors, one outfit that they've worn in the show. There was a section that was just on like Rachel's hairstyles, and they had wigs that were made up in her hairstyles and stuff, and some stuff on the walls. Not a lot. They had some, a thing about relationships. So like, I don't know, I thought this was weird actually. So it was like a big long wall that mapped out all the relationships with each of the characters on the show. So I thought, really? I couldn't be bothered with that. It seemed to be, for me, this is like an immersive experience. You want to experience things, like sit with things, stand with things, that you're in the sets and that kind of stuff. Anyway, so we go to some other sets. And for some of them, they had someone take your photo. In other ones, so you're in Monica and Rachel's, this was the biggest set actually. So it was their kitchen as well as like that family room with the lounge room and also the window that, you know, supposed to look out to New York City skyline, all that kind of stuff. And so that was the biggest one. Now you got to that and there's no one taking photos of you. And so you had to do it yourself. And by this stage, you've got maybe 50 plus people around you. And so like they're all in the apartment. And it's like, okay, well, that wouldn't be normal. So you can't really capture a photo without a heap of people in the background and that kind of stuff. And so there's just no structure to it. So, you know, we're handing a phone to other people, say, hey, would you mind taking a photo? And I'm taking photos of other people and so forth. And then, so take away from all of that. And that was similar to a bunch of the other ones as well. And so my takeaway from that is, there should have been somebody there at each spot and said, hey, look, we're going to do some, you know, some posed photos here, or we want you to do this, because obviously they would know the photos that look best. And so people just sit there and it's like, okay, well, okay, fantastic. Now look this, you know, be happy. Look like you're arguing. Look like you're asleep. Look like you look at each other. So you're having a conversation or whatever. Look at the camera. You know, people need coaching right in photographs, because then you look back and say, oh, well, that doesn't look very good. It doesn't, you want to look like you're on the show. So why not recreate some exact scenes? Like why not do that? So I thought that was a little bit lacking, and just they needed more direction in there to make it more of an experience as opposed to people just wandering on through it. And then it got worse by the time you got to the coffee shop. Now, you could get away with more things at the coffee shop because obviously there are people in the coffee shop. And so that one probably worked a little bit better. But again, people just need direction. Like, how are you going to get the best photos? And so, like, there's a scene where you could be in the cafe, but there are people on the outside of the cafe. But only a few people saw that, oh, actually, you can take those photos. And that, I don't know, there was just a lack of direction, a lack of structure in there, I think. They could have made it a lot better, created a lot more atmosphere. There's no music or anything playing as you go through the whole thing. Either in certain parts, there might be a screen showing them, but I thought it was a little bit underdone from that perspective. But you're going there for an experience. You're going there for the photos. So, yeah, they could have done that. They could have even added, say, you do a scene, you know, and they say, okay, so I want, say that there's four or five, you say, okay, you sit here, you sit that, and I want this person, okay, you're going to play the role of Chandler or whatever, you do this, and they shoot like a little video, and they do that kind of stuff where you can act out a little scene. Yes, it might take a little bit longer, but how cool would that be? You're acting out an exact scene that maybe goes for, say, a minute on the set. That would be really cool. So I think they could have added to the experience to like, oh, wow, how cool is this? And so the photos look exactly like you're on the show. So we got some good ones, but I think it could have been made better. And so then you get to the, you go through the end and you get to the old souvenir shop. Now, my view on souvenirs is you're better off to make them a little bit cheaper and sell more of a volume as opposed to selling a penguin for 50 Australian dollars, which is like, how many people are going to buy that? But let's just say you make it 20% cheaper or sell it for 30, then you're probably going to sell twice as many. Like a little picture frame that looks like the door, you know, the outlook around the outline around the door in Rachel and Monica's apartment. That was $35. Yeah, a tiny little monkey was $35. It's like, why? So, of course, hardly anyone was buying the stuff. Additionally, I thought, okay, what an opportunity for you to put together a magazine / book about the whole Friends experience. Exhibition, I'm trying to find the word. And, you know, having more history about the show, how the exhibition came to be in place, what are some of the key things about Friends, etc., etc., certain things about the actors, you know, that there's so much potential, and they could have created those and sold those, and I think people would have bought more of that kind of stuff as well. And, you know, I mean, they had silly things. It's like, how does this even relate to the show? So I think they could have done more around that as well. Could have been sold them for better prices. You know, there was no food or anything like that. That I just think they could have had a more immersive experience. Say, for instance, they had, yes, the cafe where you could have taken all the photos, like the set, but then they could have recreated, say, another one where that's actually the, like a functional one. That's where you can actually go to the coffee shop and you can have coffee and cake and whatever. Why not recreate that experience as well? So I think that was missing too. So on the whole, I think it was a unique experience for sure. It was really cool. We got some great photos, and I'll post those. I've posted some already, but I'll post them over time. But it just reminded me of things that you could have just changed this thing here, that thing there, to make it way better. And I think they probably could have had a few more things. They could have had more direction, more structure to ensure that people got way better photos, had a much better experience. And to be honest, they probably could have included some more things about the show to make it even more immersive. But I'm sure it was successful from a money adventuring game. But I'll be interested to see whether I get sent a feedback form, because I'll provide the feedback that I've just spoken about now, how they could have made the experience more and more immersive. So my feeling is these days we're so overstimulated with different things on social media, movies, etc. But the one thing that we don't have a lot of access to, sure, we can go to a movie here in Australia. We don't have things like, oh, we've got Movie World, But we don't have things like Universal Studios and Disneyland and that kind of stuff. But what are all those things? They're experiences. A lot of people go to Disneyland for one thing and you say, oh, the rides. No, it's for photos with the characters because they've invested in high quality suits and all that kind of stuff. And people are like, oh, wow. Even me, when I went to Disneyland the first time, I was like, oh, I get a photo with Mickey Mouse. It was really cool, right? And I think people are looking for more experiential types of experiences to do things that are really, really different. And that's why I think there's opportunities like this Friends one's why I was so interested in it. It's like, oh, wow, that's really cool. I don't have to travel to the US to do that. It's come here. It costs $45 to get in. And I thought it was just a really unique experience to be able to do that. I just think that there was a bunch of opportunities that I just said there to make it even better so that people are like, oh, wow, how amazing was that? Now, maybe because I've gone to a number of different events now and I'm always looking for, okay, so what else? What else could I do? What else could I do? And it's the same with the staff. The staff were okay, but it's like, it just feels like they're doing a job. There's not a lot of excitement in what they're doing. And like I said, getting that direction and giving it some more thought to how you can make the experience even greater for people, I think would have been even better. And maybe if they did have some professional, not all of them, because I think you go to something like that and you want to take your own photos, but making sure that you've got that direction from people to say, you know what, this gives you the best shot. Here's a couple of spots where you can do, you know, like a scene and that kind of stuff in the apartment. Like, how cool would that be? Like, that's kind of once in a lifetime types of experiences. That's what I'm looking for. And I think when you leave as well, like imagine you've got cheaper souvenirs, you've got some really great souvenirs. I think that the two clients I was with, they bought a friend's coffee mug each. But I didn't see really anyone buying anything else. Actually, I saw somebody buy one of the frames. Like one of those frames, like less than A4 size, probably half the size. $35 for a frame. It's like, come on, you can do better than that. You can have better types of gifts and stuff. And there were just things that were missing. Like there was no, like I said, about the program guide and that kind of stuff. So let's come back to, what are you doing to provide those wow experiences? Maybe I've planted some seeds here for you, but I think one of the things that if they don't do it, they should be seeking feedback from people to say, okay, how do we make this better? Normally, like businesses or people that run these types of exhibitions as businesses are in the business of doing these types of exhibitions. So how would you take that? So I think it's a great model. And imagine if you did that for other sitcoms. Like if there was a Big Bang one, for instance, I would go to that. If there was a Frasier one, I would go to that. If there was a Seinfeld one, I would go to that. Seinfeld was like, my favorite sitcom. I watched that rather than Friends. Or movies and things like that. Imagine if you could go and immerse yourself in those types of things, but make it even better. So that's my thought. You might be having some... I think it's just time we all take some time out from what it is that we're doing to say, okay, how can I bring that wow to people? What am I doing in my business that I could do better to create that more wow experience? And so one of the things I'm doing right now, for instance, is reviewing the welcome process that I have for my clients and say, okay, what's every step of the situation from how easy is it for people to get in touch with me? Like I think the easier we make it for people to reach out to us, the more likely somebody is going to want to do business with you. How easy is it for somebody to book in and schedule something? What does your website look like? How easy is it? Like how friendly is it? How informative is it? Are you just in love with it? Or can you step back objectively and have a look at it? Get other people to look at it. Maybe you haven't reviewed it for 5 years and you say, okay, how easy is this to use? Are all the links working? Like simple things like that. Through to, okay, how does then somebody book into my schedule? What does it mean when then somebody comes in to, say, meet with me or we do it over Zoom, we have a consultation? Like, what is my process there? And then looking at what's the presentation that I go through? And then from that point on, what is the documentation that I get somebody to sign off on? How easy is that? Mine always used to be manual. Now it's all, I use Typeform. So it's all controlled through that, the questions and answers and stuff. It looks professional. They can do it on their phone. They can do it on an app. They can do it while they're in my studio kind of thing. Contractual stuff, that can all happen through there as well. And then through just mapping out what the sequence of events are that people deal with me when I'm welcoming them on board. And there's a bunch that needs to happen before they actually jump on as a client. And then when they are a client, it's like, okay, well, what's that next step? Okay, then when that happens, when do they go to this next step? So I think I've got 9 forms that people need to, or steps that people need to go through before we actually get to getting stuck into the training. Well, actually, 2 of those are then about feedback forms and that kind of stuff. And so I'm going through that right now, and I'm making some changes because I can see that I've got some gaps to make that experience very professional. It stands out very differently from people that work in the industry that I work in. No one else is doing it like this, but I'm making it seamless and professional because the people that I'm working with, they're a more professional type of person in terms of their, like the average age is 41. They're normally very successful people. You want to make it seamless. You want to make it easy for them to work with you, easy for them to provide testimonials, feedback, etc. And I just need to automate it. So I'm reviewing that part of it. And then, like I said, yesterday was kind of a test run to take a couple of clients and see, okay, how was this experience for people? All right, what's the next thing that I can do? So for instance, I just put out a type form sort of questionnaire. It was about 10 days or so ago about putting on some health retreats. And the questionnaire was based on, I don't know, it was about 9 or 10 questions. Like, do you want it local, like Melbourne? Do you want it interstate? Do you want it international? What sort of budget? What are the things? How long? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the response rate. So the idea was to put that out there, sell it before I create it. So I don't go to all this work to create it and then, try and sell it. But instead, let's see, are people really wanting this right now or not? And if they don't, well, I don't have to do any further work. So I put it out there. I've run them before, just sort of local to me, about an hour away from me. And the response rate was really, really poor. So I could keep pushing and keep sending it out. But what I've decided to do is nothing. It's like, okay, obviously, maybe cost of living, not people's priorities right now. They're not looking for that type of experience. Again, I'm looking to provide an experience for people. So I'm like, okay, no more work required. Not going to do anything further for that now. Maybe I'll try it again, maybe later in the year, something like that. See, okay, people looking to do something this year, next year, whatever. But right now, I'm not going to do it. So, it saved myself a bunch of work. So I'm always looking for how do I make things better for people? How do we get those greater experiences? So maybe review what it is that you're doing. You don't have to have a business to do this. Well, it could be what you're doing for your work. And you say, well, I'm just an employer. Well, take it to your personal life. What are you doing in your personal life? What are you doing with your kids, your partners, etc., for yourself to give yourself a great experience? Like, I'm single, but I love doing these things with my daughter, a boyfriend, but also with clients as well, and just doing things with my coach as well. It's like, wow, I'm doing things that I never thought I would ever do now. And how cool is that? All comes down to the experiences we have. Now, if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation there. If you want to learn a little bit about me and what I do, because obviously I record this podcast, I run a health and fitness business. I come from a corporate background, 19 years. I worked as a chartered accountant, and people say, man, you've got an interesting mix of skills here. Go to meetrobevans.com, and that's Rob with 2 B's. And you can see more about what I do. You can access some of my free reports and everything there as well. So stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. Let's go. Let's keep pushing forward. I'll see you tomorrow.